Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
All right, welcome to another episode of Mind Games. What we're going to look at over the next two episodes, actually, is simple tips to actually improve our cognitive ability. This is something that we can always stand to improve. We could always hope to have a little bit more of. And this is built on some of the work by Andrea Kuczewski, who writes for Scientific American Mind. Recent research has actually shown that our cognitive ability, which is what psychologists term our fluid intelligence, is actually susceptible to improvement or degradation over time. And the good news about that is that there's some simple things that you might be able to do. Recently, there's been a lot of mind games, sort of brain-building activities that are promoted and things like that, but it might be a little bit simpler than that. There might be some other things that you can do. So there's five simple steps that she says you could use to help build your fluid intelligence, your cognitive ability. The first one is to seek novelty. Brains habituate all the time to the stimuli that they're presented with. And so what happens is, the way I like to describe this to people is that our brain, the human brain, is the most complex thing known to man, but it's also the laziest. And so our brain habituates all the time to the things that we know. And if it's not stimulated, it tends to switch itself off, really. It goes into almost a shutdown mode. So seeking novelty, trying new things, looking at new abilities and new information are really important to building and keeping that cognitive ability going. These correspond with openness, which is the only personality trait of the big five, which corresponds with IQ, that ability to be openness, to seek out and to explore new knowledge, new connections. What they find, actually, is that the new experiences produce dopamine, which is actually really, really related to our motivational cycle. So new experiences actually help us to be motivated to experience more. And you get a nice little snowball effect there. So for a mind game, try something different, not just for enjoyment's sake, but for your cognitive ability. The second one, challenge yourself. Again, our brains habituate really, really quickly. If they get bored by not being challenged, then they start to switch off. So you can challenge your brain and actually improve your cognitive ability. They did a great study involving people that had never played Tetris before. Can you believe that? And they had these people learn how to play Tetris and then play a number of games. What they found was that their cognitive ability, and that was measured by their cortical growth, so the cortical stem growth, neuron growth, actually improved up until a certain point. As they got more and more proficient at Tetris, they got better at it. Their cognitive ability improved. But then it plateaued out, and an interesting thing happened. They stayed really, really accomplished at Tetris, but their cortical growth went down. So the skill was learned, and then the brain stopped growing. So what this sort of says is that a lot of these brain-improving tools, mind-improving tools, are actually quite short-lived, and that the real question has to be, what am I moving on to next? Keep it varied, continually challenge yourself, and keep growing, keep your brain stimulated. I'll do the next three tips on Mind Games next week.